This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. China and the United States compete increasingly in this global economy. One of the long-standing rivalries is semiconductors, the computer chips that are the building block of basically everything in tech today. The know-how needed to make those chips is worth billions of dollars, and that introduces the phrase economic espionage into the conversation. In a case that is still going on, the Justice Department has gotten a guilty plea from a Taiwanese company accused of stealing chip secrets to give to their Chinese partners. The assumption by American officials has long been that China uses sophisticated methods and experienced spies in these operations. Not, however, this time, as Marketplace's Scott Tong explains.
This story begins with three engineers working for the American semiconductor company Micron. One of them, Kenny Wong, is accused of stealing some 900 of Micron's intellectual property files back in 2016. Semiconductor analyst Jim Handy is floored by this.
First thing I wondered was, how did the guy who stole the IP have the chutzpah to do that?
Handy works for the firm Objective Analysis and also represents Fujian Jinhua, one of the defendant companies in this case, under the Foreign Agent Registration Law. He says Wong took the recipe for making memory chips known as DRAM. They're in our phones, computers, and other consumer devices. Handy says the entire blueprints can fit on a tiny digital card.
A lot of people talk about it as being the size of your thumbnail. And it would be like that if you flattened your thumbnail out, but it sounds painful.
Anyway, court documents say that Wong, DRAM in hand, quit Micron, saying he was joining his family's business. In fact, he went to a competitor. But not before he made two crucial errors. First, Wong stored the stolen goods on his work laptop. And then to hide his digital tracks, he Googled the phrase, clear computer data. Again, Jim Handy.
The fact that he downloaded the advice about how to clear off his disk that added to the indications that he was guilty.
But before authorities caught on, Wong took the secrets to a Taiwanese chip maker called UMC, which is partnering with a Chinese firm, according to UMC's plea. And Wong joined UMC himself. He's an expert in chip making, and that know-how is critical. Anna Puglisi is a fellow at the Center for Security and Emerging Technology at Georgetown.
The technological knowledge is as important as the actual widgets. That's what we're talking about. It's the art of making something, and that makes it so much more challenging.
So Wong and UMC had what they needed to make chips. Instead, they made their next mistakes. Court documents say UMC managers went recruiting in Silicon Valley, throwing around Micron's proprietary company vocabulary, like internal code names. That was one giveaway. Later in Taiwan, when authorities raided UMC offices, Wong and his collaborators shoved the incriminating evidence into a locker. It got found. Matthew Brazil writes for the publication Spy Talk.
They were just corporate actors acting like corporate people, which is to flush everything down the toilet and hope for the best during a raid.
Brazil is a fellow at the Jamestown Foundation, and he's co-author of the book Chinese Espionage. He says a lot of cases involve these amateur moments.
Packing evidence into their suitcase before they go to China instead of maybe FedEx it, which would have been a lot better.
It's these types of errors that in the end led the U.S. government to indict UMC, plus Kenny Wong, plus the two other engineers and the Chinese partner firm. Here's U.S. Attorney Alex Tse.
These five defendants have been charged with conspiracy to commit theft of trade secrets, economic espionage, and a conspiracy to commit economic espionage.
Specifically, espionage for China, which has declared semiconductor development a top priority. That's partly because China doesn't want to import chips that can also be used for weapons and spying, says Scott Kennedy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
They may simply believe that chips have backdoors or other ways in which the West can maintain their dominance over China.
But the Chinese company in this story, known as Fujian Jinhua, has not succeeded for China. After being indicted and then hit with U.S. sanctions, it hasn't sold a single memory chip, says analyst Jim Handy. The company denies stealing secrets. Still, this is not the only case of its kind, and Kennedy warns there are other attempts we don't know about. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.